All right, Brad Cooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show pop singer Allie Fitz. What is up, Allie?
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
Totally. We are excited to have you on the show. Like I was talking to you a few minutes ago off the record. Man, I was researching you, and I was like, golly. I mean, you were doing your thing early on social media, like back in MySpace days.
Yeah.
So, like, before we get into all of that, though, tell the listeners out there a little bit about, you know, a little bit about you. Like, when did this whole music thing take place? When did that start? And how did it start? Like, when and how?
Yeah. I've always, you know, loved music. My dad always bought us guitars and pianos and stuff for Christmas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was in the musicals in high school, and my major in college was theater studies. So I've always been in that music space and acting space and stuff like that, and performance. And so I was like, why not, like, take that and turn it into something even better? Like, I've always wanted to be that pop star girl who goes on tour, who mm-hmm. learns the choreographed dances, all of the above, wearing the outfits and stuff. And so I'm like, let me do that. And so when the internet started popping with all the apps and, like, short form video things, mm-hmm. you know, where you can post to promote your business or, you know, your content came out, I started posting on the Vine app, rest in peace Vine.
Yeah, I remember.
And it,
yeah.
like, right, it was a really big thing for a couple of years, and I, like, somehow got 5.5 million followers on there.
No, wait a second, I gotta stop you. So you say somehow, like, magically 5 million people. Talk a little right. bit more about that, because that's insane how you just went yeah. from this regular, you know, regular person just doing your thing, and all of a sudden, bam. So what happened? Like, what yeah. was the trigger? What was the trigger that created such an onslaught of followers?
So I just actually posted something that, like, had to do with this today, a throwback to one of my first viral Vines that really, you know, blew me up. And so it was one of these videos I took with my dog and at the time, and he bit me, but it was like, well, I kind of got away before he bit me. He, like, snapped at me, mm-hmm. and everyone thought it was so funny, and so they started reposting it and everything and re-finding it. I think that's what it was called at that time, and, like, it went viral, and everyone was like, you and your dog are so funny, and I was like, well, let me just, you know, go off of the virality that I have right now and keep posting.
Sure.
So that's what I kept doing, and then I got, like, more opportunities to work with, like, other creators, and we would call each other and, well, text each other and be like, hey, you want to be in this video from across the country?
Yes.
Just send me your clip, and then I'll put it in and edit it in, and it'll look like we're in the same room when we're not. And so yeah. that's really how it.
Now,
yeah.
was it your reaction to the dog? Because I read, when I was reading up on you, it was more like a play bite, right? He wasn't, like, vicious or, like, right? Was he trying
to
hurt you?
No, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
No, he was not. He does this little, well, he used to do this thing. He died. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah,
it was a while ago. He was old. But he used to do this thing where it's like he would warn you if you got too close in his face, mm-hmm. obviously. And so I did that. I went to, like, kiss at him, and I knew he was going to do it. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to just snap at me real quick. This would be funny for a video. But then it turned out to be way funnier than it was.
Yeah, but was your reaction, was what people got really also? Was it a funny reaction?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, my reaction, I, like, made a weird scream noise. It was like a like weird noise, and they're like,
Yeah, that's great, man. You know what's crazy? Like, I have a similar story, only it's nowhere near as how big yours got. But when I used to, my old house where I used to live, I had a stray cat show up in my yard. And I'm an animal lover. I don't like to see animals suffering. I always like to try to take care of animals. Yeah, yeah, I just have a real, I like animals better than, like, most people, in fact. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can relate? So anyway, yeah. This cat, he was really hungry and skinny. He just looked like he was having a rough time of it, you know? So I happened to walk out my front door, and I had my cell phone in my hand, and here's this stray cat, and it's coming walking up to me, so I just start talking to it. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, you look hungry. And I filmed, like, man, it was about a 20-second little short clip.
And yeah.
It got, like, 250,000 views. It went nuts.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, they love animals online.
Yeah, I was like, holy cow. I can't believe this thing took off. And then everybody wanted follow-ups, mm-hmm. and then, like, so I made a few follow-ups.
Yep.
So, yeah, so I can somewhat relate. Nowhere near as big as what you got, though. That's crazy. How big you're.
It was crazy.
That's awesome. But you use that. Well, you were really smart. because you piggybacked off of that success and started collabing with other creators, you know, and and so that's really cool. But before you go to any further as far as your song that you got coming out, talk a little bit more about theater, because I read that you went to school for theater. So when you were in like high school, I saw maybe you did some plays, or did you ever pursue like an acting career or theater at all?
So yeah, in high school I wanted to be an actress first, and so like, an actress / Broadway person. So I was like, oh, why don't I just try out for the musical? And my friend were like, you should do it. You can sing. Just try. And I was so scared, but I auditioned for my very first one, and they were like, you're good enough to get callback. Like I got a callback for like the Queen of the musical we were doing.
Nice.
And that's like one of the prominent roles, and it was my first musical that I tried out for, so I was like, what? And I didn't get that part, but I did get Princess Number 12, which was like, she had a couple roles, or a couple lines, so I was like, that's so cool, it was my first time. And so, yeah, I wanted to do acting first, but I don't know, for some reason I was like, I feel like I can sing better than I can act. So let me start with that first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you also have, in current day social media, I hit up your TikTok and I was like, look at this girl. 7.3 million followers on TikTok. I was like, holy crap.
It's like, it's that consistency,
really. How does that feel, man? Because I got like 3,000 followers. I'm like, you know. So how does it feel to have, like, I mean, sometimes is that like a surreal moment for you? Like, when you know, when you make a video and hit send, before you hit that, like, 7 million freaking people are going to watch it. Or close
to it. Yeah, it's so wild. It's really crazy, because I'm like, okay, let me make sure, you know, most people are going to understand the jokes or whatever I'm posting. Let me make sure it makes sense and it's not, like, offensive. And let me make sure, because, you know, got a lot of eyes watching, so you don't want to make a mistake. But you also want to make sure it's a good video.
Yeah, that's true. You know, people don't think about that. You have so many people. You know, you always got that, you know, there's always those people that find something negative in everything.
Always.
You know, that garbage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, though. That's a lot of followers. All right, so let's talk about your music career. I listened to your song, and I have nothing but love for it. I thought it was a great song. And I also love the video, so I want to talk about the video, too. I watched the video a little while ago. So the song's called When We're Together. So tell the listeners out there what the song's about. Like, give us the backstory of the song.
Yeah. So the song When We're Together is, okay, so for a lot of my social media career, as people would know, I always made, like, content in my music about being, like, an independent single girl, like I can do it on my own, I don't need no man type thing. And so recently I have been in a relationship, and so I was like, you know, I'm gonna write something about that. It's a little different than what I usually do, and I think that people will be able to relate to that as well. Mm-hmm. So I started writing the song When We're Together, and it's about, like, when you are with this person that you really like and how you feel when you're with them. And it's a special song for that special someone. So everybody out there, send it to your special someone.
Yeah, and then definitely, and then share and like, subscribe, and all of Allie's stuff. So the video, too, is really good. And that's the key. Go back to the song. That's the key to when you can write a song that everybody can relate to, no matter what God you might pray to or what color you are or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's songs that everybody can relate to, and that's the key, right? I think, right? Talk more about that.
Yeah. Yeah. When people can relate, they'll be able to, like, I don't know, post the lyrics on their Twitter, you know, the captions of their Instagram pictures, and people are going to be like, what is that from, you know? And that's how you kind of, I guess, share your music more.
Mm-hmm.
If you got really good lyrics, people are going to repost, people are going to talk about them. Like, yeah.
You never know, man. You have a lot of talent, and I got a good feeling about you. I think you have like the whole package. I mean, you're very, very talented. You have great social media. You're pretty. You're charming, because I'm just talking to you now. I can tell you're a positive, you know, uplifting kind of person. So I got a good. I do. I got a good feel for you. I really do. I'll tell you a quick story. I was on a plane. I was heading to LAX. And I used to cover mixed martial arts and boxing, so I had a pretty successful boxing mixed martial arts website. And I used to get out to all the big pay-per-view fights. This is several years, not several, I would say 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Mm.
But anyway, so it was about 15 years ago. I was on this plane. We landed in Houston to let off passengers and to take some new ones on. So when we got, I was going to LAX, so I just stayed on the plane. So the two seats to my left were vacant. So this one guy sat next to me in the middle seat because I was in the aisle, and he was a young African American kid. No, I say kid. He was a college student. And then to his left was this other guy. So I started talking to the dude right to my left, right? We just started, you know how it is on planes, you just shoot the people. So he was telling me he was an NYU student, and he was with a improv comedy group called Derek Comedy, and he was flying to LA with some of his comedy people to pitch a screenplay that he wrote. I was like, oh, that's great, you know? So we chatted, and so when the plane landed in LA, we exchanged names and we shook hands, real nice young guy. And we wished each other luck. This was before like cell phones were really that big and stuff. I mean, I had one, but it was like, it wasn't like selfie stuff. You know what I mean?
So
fast forward to like 7 or 8 years ago, I'm at a movie theater with this girl I was dating at the time, and we're watching this movie called The Lazarus Effect. Lavaris Effect. It's a horror movie.
And I'm
watching.
I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah. So I see this guy, this black guy. And I'm like, where do I know that dude from? And it was driving me nuts.
Uh-huh.
And it was driving me so crazy, I wasn't even like paying attention to the movie no more. I was trying to figure out where I knew this guy. So I told Shannon, the girl that I was with, I was like, man, when this movie's over with, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to watch these credits and see if I can. And it was a guy. It was a dude I sat next to.
Yeah.
You know who it was?
No, I don't know exactly, but I think I've seen that movie.
It was Donald Glover.
Oh!
It was freaking Donald Glover.
Are you serious?
I'm 100%. 100%.
Okay, serious. Yeah, I know who that is. Wow!
I know. That's why I wanted to share that with you, because you never know. So when I figured
really
it, when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, it's Donald Glover. Like, I got goose chills. I was like, I'm so happy for that kid. I mean, he chased his dream, and now look at him. Now he's even huger. You know?
Famous, yeah.
So I wanted to share that with you because, like, you have a lot of talent, man, and you have a huge social media following. I think you need to stick with it. You're a great singer. So anyway, let's get back. So talk about the video, too. I really like the video. I like the cinematography. I like all of it. So talk about the process. Do you enjoy shooting videos? And talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Shout out to Darius because he was the director and he filmed everything and made sure it was all perfect. So,
oh, nice.
Shout out to him. Yeah. It was really fun, but I was also nervous because the main love interest in the music video, he's my friend. And I was like, hey, can you like have a party so we can have this music video? Because I don't know that many people to be like, hey, want to be in this video?
Yeah.
Hey, wanna be in this video? And so he's like, that's a good idea. And he threw a party. So the people in the music video, I wasn't like best friends with, but I had just met that night and was like, thanks for like, you know, having your energy in the video. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
And so in that video, they're just partying and enjoying themselves just as they should be. And I was like, you know, performing, and it was scary because I was like, what are they going to think?
Yeah, I could see why that would be a little awkward.
Yeah, it kind of was. But we did like 4 or 5 takes, so after like the third one, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then like, there was this one scene where Darius made, I don't know how he did it, but he made like a portable water shower thing, so it would look like it was raining on me. If you look in the video,
I remember that.
So I saw him building it. I was like, how are you doing this? And he's like, it's just, you know, you gotta improv. And I was like, this is insane. And so I had to go out there in the dark, and it was like cold, but I had to do what I had to do, but it was fun.
That is awesome. Now the people that were at the party, did they know before they got to the party that this was gonna be the part of a video too?
Yeah, they knew, so they were like ready. I was still nervous though.
Yeah, I can see why you were nervous, because you didn't even know. It's not like you're your homies or nothing. Like, these are people.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you did great.
Mm-hmm. You know? Thank you.
Yeah, you did great. Everybody was just chill, you know, in the background. There's that one dude with the white tank top shirt. I saw him chilling in the background.
Even people were dancing.
Yep. But you know what I also liked about it? One of the things that the cinematography did that I really liked about it, there was near the end of it, near the end of the song, near the end of the video, I liked the parts where he, like, chopped it. where it was like everybody would come to a frozen still, and then it would go again like into a flow, and then it would pause and freeze everybody, and then it would go into a flow. I love that effect. I thought that was great.
He really killed it. Yeah, he killed it. He was like going for a Euphoria vibes from that TV show, and with the colors and everything. Yeah. And people were like, oh my God, that's what we're getting too. So he really killed it.
So he produced, and he's also did all the camera work, huh? All the lighting, all that stuff.
Yep. Well, he didn't produce the song, but he
the made video. The video.
Yeah, that's what he produced the video.
Dude, yeah. Mad skills. He's talented.
He's awesome. Right, my manager and I were like, you will be our, like,
I was about to ask.
From now on.
I was about to ask, is he going to be your go-to guy for future videos and stuff?
They were like, my manager was like, we have to keep, like, how it looks. The quality of it looks perfect right now. We don't want to, like, go down. We don't want to degrade our quality by going to someone else. We don't know how everyone else's work is going to be, but we know that his is good. So
The old saying, don't fix it if it ain't broken. If it ain't broke,
exactly.
Don't
fix it.
That's great, man. All right, so as I was reading up on you, you mentioned something about how Ariana Grande inspired you a little bit. Can you touch more on that?
Yeah, like I said, Ari is one of my favorite artists ever. Her and Demi Lovato are my faves. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I like Ari is because she writes about what she feels at that moment. Like, her album that just came out was about her heartbreak with her her husband at that time. So it's like, she really told us how she was feeling, but she didn't have to, you know? She could have just kept it all in her business because, you know, she's a celebrity. She doesn't have to explain her life. But she does it, and she doesn't care what sells. She writes about what she feels, and I love that. And that's what I want to do, so that's what I've been doing.
I think when you achieve a certain level of success, you don't have to adhere to nobody anymore. You know, a lot of times there's pressures from production companies. I've been in a few films, so I know about, like, production companies. There's a lot of pressure. But, like, when you get to a certain level in acting, you know, like, you can control a lot more stuff how you want to do it instead of adhering to what others want you to do. You know what I mean? So I would love to see you get to that level in music.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's cool, man. What are some goals? I mean, you want to do some live performing? Have you done some live performing with your music yet? Or are you still building the catalog?
Yeah, I have done some live performances before, but I haven't done any in, like, a couple years because of COVID or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really want to do some more. It's been a while, and so I'm about to find out if I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. How much does your mood drive the kind of song? Like, when you're in, like, in a down mood, I'm literally, as I'm talking to you, there's a horse walking across my yard.
What?
I promise you, it's a white horse, and there's no, like, it's like, I'm like in the regular, like, neighborhood.
Right, I'm like, where is this coming from? Man.
That's nuts. All right, sorry about that, man. All right,
it's
crazy.
It's okay.
That is nuts. I was talking about, like, your mood, like when you're, like, feeling down, because everybody gets these ruts in life sometimes, you get feeling down. Does that inspire you? Like, when you're in that mode, do you write more somber songs? But when you're in really, really good moods and things are clicking, does that mean you write those kinds of songs?
Yeah, well, I would say I write mostly the upbeat, happy songs, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have a couple that are, like, slower. I have this one called Anxious, and it's like a lo-fi type song, and it's slow and just, like, talking about anxiety, pretty much, called Anxious. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's really just, yeah, I mostly write upbeat songs, so I don't really like to write that much yet. But I do need to, you know, step out of that comfort zone and, like, explore some new things eventually. But right now I've been doing the happy stuff or the mad stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't really done the sad stuff that much.
Yeah, I feel you. What about lyrics? Like, are you more a lyricist, and or do you get involved in also the music part of it? Like, different, I don't know, do you do samples or ask musicians or both?
That's a good question. I guess I would say both, but I'm more of, like, I hear, like, what melody we should go for, and then, like, we kind of come with the lyrics together in a way. But I also, like, I wouldn't say I produce anything, but I know what sounds good or what should come next type thing, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could produce.
Well, learn how. You're right. You can do it. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Thanks.
I mean, you're young still. Just go for it, man.
Mm-hmm. You
know? All right. So I don't have a whole lot left. Now, you did have one song before this, before your current song came out, right? I read mm-hmm. that you had a release earlier. What year was that?
Yeah.
A few years back?
I think it was last year, actually. Falling Star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And TV stuff. Now, were you on a TV show, too?
No, I was not on a TV show yet. But I've been on, like, a long time ago. I had a commercial with Truth TV before. But nothing like that yet.
Is acting, you're pursuing that as well? Is that another project you want to take on?
Eventually. I'm thinking, like, once I have an album and go on tour, those are my plans, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Once I do those things.
Yeah, I have a feeling you ain't done yet.
Nope. Once I do those things, I will probably step into some acting, because I think, it would be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're a songwriter. I asked some songwriters this question. I'm gonna give you two options, and you can only pick one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you prefer more? Do you prefer writing a song, like creating a song, or do you prefer performing the song once it's created?
I prefer performing the song once it's created.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, because, like, I'm a Virgo, so I like when everything is all together already
mm-hmm.
and ready to go.
Yeah.
But if you're creating the song, you're kind of making it. So it's like everything's not together yet, but
right.
you have to kind of build it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind doing that, too, but I just prefer the other one.
Yeah. I like to ask that question because there's really no wrong answer to it. Everybody has their own preference, you know? Some
mm-hmm.
people are just mad into creating. They like
yes,
they like the creation part. You know,
yeah.
others like you, you got to get up there and like perform it and watch everybody sing the lyrics to your song.
Yes,
you.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, man. We're at the point of the interview. I'd like to ask everybody if there's anything that we missed that you want to touch on. Obviously, I'm going to let you tell everybody where they can follow you and get your music at the very end. But is there anything else you wanted to talk about as far as the song? It's called When We Are Together. It's a great song, everybody out there listening. So you have any thoughts you want to talk about that before I let you wrap it up?
I just want to say that it is number 7 on the upcoming 100s charts right now.
Nice.
So you can vote if you want to, y'all.
Okay, so hold on. So let's focus on that. So where can everybody vote to get your song even higher?
Yeah, you guys can vote at upcoming100.com, and if you search in the charts section, it's the emerging 300 section. So, out of 300 people, we're number 7. Woo!
All right, everybody out there, I'm going to post this on my Threads account too, and I have about 20. I think I got like 26,000 followers on there already.
Oh yeah.
And I just created it like 5 months ago. If you don't have a Threads, you should create one.
Oh yes.
Do you have one? Do you have a Threads yet?
Yep. I love Threads.
It's the algorithm so much better.
I mean,
it took me forever to get like 10,000 followers on Twitter, and over like a couple of years, and on Threads in like 5 months, I got like 26,000 followers already.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it still goes up too, huh? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's really good. So anyway, mm-hmm. all right. I really had fun talking to you. You're super talented. You just have a massive social media following. You ought to be proud of yourself for doing that. That's crazy. It's the numbers you have are really impressive. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Tell everybody out there where they can follow you, where they can vote to get your song even higher on the charts. If you have a website, any merch, any stuff like that, the mic is yours.
Okay, so like I said, y'all, make sure to vote at upcoming100.com. And also, you can follow me on all my socials. Just type in AlliCat with 3 T's. So it's AlliCatt. So if you type that in, I'll probably pop up because most times I'm verified on the social media stuff, except for Twitter. But if you still type in, you'll find me. And if you want to listen to my music, just look for me as Ally Fitz, AlliFitz, on Spotify and Apple Music and everything else where you stream music.
There you go, folks. You heard it right here from Ally Fitz herself. I got one thing I need you to do for me before we wrap it up. You got to make me one promise. You got to make me one promise.
Okay.
When you get that Grammy Award, you got to give the Brad Cooney Podcast Show a shout out.
I sure will.
You don't forget us small people now.
Let me write that down. Hold on.
There you go.
I really am because I believe it.
I would love it, man. I would love it. I would just how I felt for Donald Glover, I would feel the same. Mm-hmm. I would feel the same for you. I would be like, you. Man, you know, I did have a country singer. You know, I interview a lot of people for the that are on that TV show, The Voice. I've been interviewing, working with The Voice for like 18 seasons now, my podcast show.
Cool.
And we had a kid named Cameron Marlowe, who was on my show about seven years ago now, and he got pretty far on The Voice. And he didn't win, but he got like down to like the top 10 or something like that. But now he just inked a huge, like multi-million-dollar deal with Sony Records.
And yeah, it's like even if you don't win, you still really get, like if you get top 10, you get really successful anyway.
You at least get the opportunity to. Some people trip over and, you know, over their own feet, but he
that is true.
He seized upon it. Now he inked a multi-million-dollar deal with Sony Records, and he was on my podcast show like. You know, just your average Joe, a great singer though, you know, so.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I want you to follow the same path. So when you get that Grammy.
Yep.
Give
me
that shout out.
I got you.
All right.
Give me that shout out.
Look, I really appreciate you joining me. You're welcome back anytime. Whenever you got some new stuff, you got my number now. Just hit me up and we'll get you on, man. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Best of luck to you, man. Take care.
Thank you. Yep. See ya.
See you later.